afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to the Lord It podcast, the Mark Wynn podcast. Today, I am joined by a very special guest. My name is Ellis. I'm Miss Lister. I'm sure you are very familiar with my voice and are bored of it. So today, I welcome a very special guest who's been on our podcast before, Yan, our trademark attorney, our Chinese attorney, I should say, not just trademarks, which leads into what we're going to discuss today. So Yan has a lot of experience in China in terms of all different areas of IP, and today we're going to be discussing patent infringement. So welcome, Yan.
Hello, everyone. My name is Yan, and I'm a Chinese lawyer and a patent attorney. And yes, nice to meet you all.
Yes, yeah. So today we're going to speak about patents and patent infringement in particular. So Yan's going to discuss firstly sort of who we are and what we can do for you, and then move into a little bit more specifics about patent infringement assessment. So Yan, over to you.
Okay, thank you, Alice. And firstly, I would like to introduce the system of patent attorney in China. So the requirement to be a patent attorney is the candidate need to acquire acquire science degree, because it can ensure that the candidates can understand the machine structure or chemistry. So for me, I have a environmental engineering degree, so it helps me to understand the cases regarding chemistry and engineering, etc.
Yeah.
So yeah, and in the past when I was in China, and I've presented many patent infringement cases with my old team. They're really great. And so one of most impressive case for me is the first public hearing regarding patent infringement case.
Mm-hmm.
So it's held by China Intellectual Property Office. And so the claimant is Taiwanese, and he owns a shoe patent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So so he filed a claim against Puma in Shanghai, China.
Yeah.
So we present this case, and we win the case, and so
amazing.
Yes, it's good. And so but the interesting thing is, for my old team, we always represent defendants.
Okay, so, interesting.
Yes.
Very
yes,
interesting.
Yes, it's interesting.
It's interesting that you say that you had a sort of a science background.
Yes.
We see that also in the UK.
Yeah.
A lot of the patent attorneys that work for the UK Intellectual yeah. Property Office, they say that actually they're looking for that science background, the science mm-hmm. degree, and then they can teach them the law mm-hmm. side of things. So it's that technical knowledge that's important, really above the legal knowledge, but obviously you have both, so that's sort of the best of both worlds.
Yeah, so yes, agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, it's really useful and helpful. Like if yeah. you don't have the qualification, so you're not able to represent the case before Chinese Intellectual Property Office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. So moving on then to patent infringement assessment.
Mm-hmm.
How can we help clients with that? And can you give them a little bit more information about that process?
Yes, of course. And so typically our clients include local manufacturers
mm-hmm.
and overseas business owners. And they worry, they concern before the product has been launched, if they're involved in like IP infringement,
mm-hmm.
especially patent. So we can do the patent assessment for them to lower the infringement case risks.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is something that they would do prior to filing their trademark, can't speak today.
Yeah.
Prior to filing their patent
yeah.
application, they'll be doing an assessment first of all.
Yeah.
A bit like what we suggest for other mm-hmm. IPs such as trademarks,
yeah.
which is where that came from out of my mouth. So yes, that's a very important step.
Yes, and so for the assessment, we always need to have a really deep discussion about what their products like structure, like the principle, how it works and how it's being assembled is better for engineering industry.
Yeah.
So yes, and so what we can do is not only cover Chinese databases, like patent basis, we also cover UK, US and EU databases, because if we search, they have existing patent owned by others,
mm-hmm. or,
and then we need to assess further if the right, the patent right is stable. So we always cover all the regions, territories.
That's good.
Yes,
yeah.
Because like if we found out that there's prior
mm-hmm.
prior
yeah.
patent in foreign countries, and it can create like common knowledge. So we can tell the clients, okay, so Chinese patent isn't stable. So
yes.
It's good news for our clients.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. The thing with patents is they must be original, so it's important that there isn't anything else like that
yeah.
in the region that you're filing. But like you say, looking further afield,
mm-hmm.
just because it's filed, say, in the US, it can filter into the knowledge of the Chinese public. So yes, very
yeah.
important step.
Yeah.
Perfect. So then once the client has completed that assessment,
yeah.
then we can give them sort of a level of advice as to whether they should go ahead with an application or not.
We will provide further advice. So if there's existing patent, so we will suggest clients either you like withdraw your products or you modify your products.
Mm-hmm.
So most of our clients, they would like to choose the second choice because they invest a lot.
Yeah.
Invest a lot in the products, new products.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then we can work together further to, like, to discuss new strategy. Yeah.
Perfect. So, yeah, it's as with anything, it's a very important step to know exactly what you've got and whether it can be registered and whether you need to make any changes before you then file that application. So
yeah.
Yes, it's very, very important. So yeah, wonderful. Is there anything else that you think our wonderful listeners should know?
So defendants can come to me.
Yes, exactly. If you need to assess your patent in China, Yan is your person. So wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me, Yan.
Thank you, Alice.
And if anyone's got any questions at all, then you can get in touch with us. Lauded.co.uk has all our contact details on, including Jan's direct details. And then, yeah, wishing you the wonderful rest of the day, Jan.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.